Yo, you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, baby.
So I'm starting off with this, man. A lot of niggas don't really know, you know what I'm saying, your origins and shit. Like, where you come from? Like, how did you even meet up with these dipset niggas in the first place? Let's go back in the history. Start off with that, nigga.
You know, my man Bruno and shit, I had to go. I did the 8. I came off the 8, maxed out my man Bruno. He brought me to the nigga gym and all that. So, you know, I had my shit already ready. My shit was laid out. I had the main demo ready for him. I came out later with that mixtape, the prequel. So I had the demo lined on. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was all thirsty. I was with them niggas. I recorded G's up, hold down, the joint with P-Rock with that night. Did Baby Girl that night. You know what I'm saying? I did damn near the whole nigga album. Wrote about 7 hooks on the first album. But I only got credit for like 4. So, you know, them niggas was on me early. It was nothing. It was easy to get around them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so it's naturally click the fuck up shit.
Yeah, naturally. You know, we all in Harlem anyway. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cam. I still fuck with Cam. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just did it like that. You know what I mean? It was easy.
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? So, where the name Max B originate from? The name you got?
Me, you know, Max B, that's the Max Bigavale. You know what I'm saying? Bigavale stands for Big Chigga, Machiavelli, all in one ball, you know what I mean? And, you know, I just came up with the formula playing around, you know, being the genius I am. I just, you know, I got a thing for coming up with concepts and slogans and names and things and what have you. And, you know, that's the type of nigga I am, man. Real creative, you know, I'm gifted. God bless me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I do, man. Max Bigavale, man. You already know, gangrene balls.
No doubt, you know what I'm saying? Gangrene balls, are you talking that shit?
Yeah, you already know. Gangrene balls, baby.
Yeah. So let's talk about you and the rap team, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as you know what I'm saying? What really inspired you to rhyme in the first place? I mean, who you was listening to growing up?
No, I just listen to the hood. I listen to everybody, man. I used to listen to Pac, Big, Jay, N.W.A., Ghetto Boys. You know what I'm saying? That's my era right there, rap. You know, I fuck with the hard street shit. Not that Candyland shit these niggas be out here bumping. You know what I'm saying? Real hard shit, man. Like, you know, go to the Essence and all that. All of the West Coast shit, the Death Row era. I fuck with Nas. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with, you know, Locks out the deep block. Them niggas was hard. You know, shit like that. But, you know, I just stayed away from that sound. I just came up with my own sound. Because being that I listen to, if you listen to a lot of the niggas that you like, you're going to come across sounding like niggas. That's why some of these niggas be sounding, because they rapping like they idols. Me, I went the total opposite, and I just perfected my own style, and, you know, I got the melody shit popping. My balls is crazy. You know, my whole swag is just crazy. It's crazy.